again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 230 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. It follows the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off. Today, a reminder of a modeling contest winner, where she is and what she's doing today, but most amazingly, the believe it or not good fortune in how I was able to add this current chapter for your information. On Monday morning at 11:30, February 17th, 1975, Carol Edwards caught the Piedmont Airlines flight to New York. Only a little more than a week earlier, Carol Edwards had been a 19-year-old student at then Blue Ridge Tech. Now she was Model of the Year in a contest sponsored by Mademoiselle Magazine and the holder of a $25,000-a-year contract with the Stewart Agency in New York, one of the top three modeling agencies in the country. It's a Cinderella story that every young girl dreams of. It all began when, in August of 1974, Carol took part in a fashion show at Belk Department Store in Asheville. Lamont de Brule was the photographer for the event and was most impressed with his shots of the young Edwards girl. He approached Beverly Vauden, fashion director of the store, and expressed his thought that she must be a new professional model in the area. That prompted Miss Vauden to use Carol in a special fashion show which preceded the Bob Hope Show, which formally opened Asheville's new Civic Center. Hope, who's seen a lot of beautiful girls in his time, told Carol, "You have the most beautiful eyes I have ever seen." That encouraged photographer de Brule to enter her in the Model of the Year contest, sponsored by Mademoiselle Magazine. The contest attracted 7,000 entries. The Stewart Cowley agency culled 90% of the entries purely from photographs, and then held regional interviews at various cities around the country to narrow the number again. Carol Edwards was a winner from 24 entries in Charlotte and was flown by the agency on February 12th to New York, where the final judging took place in the ballroom of the New York Hilton. Carol Edwards won. Her mother, Mrs. Ben Houston Walden, had tried to get to the ballroom, but 9 inches of snow fell in New York, making crosstown travel impossible. But she learned the unbelievable news when Carol called and shrieked to her on the phone, "I won!" Carol had been sponsored in Hendersonville by the Merchants Association. Bob McCormick at Belk Department Store was aware of Carol's good fortune at the Civic Center from Mrs. Vauden, and he persuaded the merchants here to sponsor Carol. His Belk store supplied much of the clothing. Joan Williford was the coordinator, and the remainder and other arrangements were handled by Cal Kirkendall and the Merchants Association. After winning in New York, Carol returned to Hendersonville and her home for a reception sponsored by the merchants. Also a family reunion in the Cane Creek section of Lake Lure, and also to pack her things for at least a 1-year stay in New York. So there's your Cinderella story. And now comes the believe it or not. In November, I decided to do a follow-up on the Carol Edwards Cinderella story. Did she really make a career in modeling? What happened to this former student at Blue Ridge who left her friends and the view from her beloved Caps Rock? I made a variety of calls to the Waldens. Her former stepfather had died in March of this year, and her former step-grandfather, Ben Walden, said, "I might get some information from Ken Nealon in Lake Lure." He pointed out that Carol's mother, Helen, was a sister of Ken's. But lo, there was no Ken Nealon listed in Lake Lure. Remembering that Carol had been raised in the Cane Creek section, I found a Sidney E. Nealon listed in Cane Creek and decided I'd see if there was any connection. I dialed what I thought was 625-4282. And the man who answered said, "Oh, yes, I know Carol Edwards. I'm married to her mother." He went on to say, "Let me give you a number where you can call her mother, and she can give you all the information you want." I called that number, and her mother answered and was quite puzzled. "How did you get in touch with me? How were you able to call my home? My number is unlisted." Would you believe, in dialing the number of Sidney Nealon, I had inadvertently dialed the unlisted number of Albert Nelson, who was now married to Carol's mother. Unbelievable! A true Ripley coincidence. But Carol's mother, now Helen Nelson, gave me the whole story. Carol had pursued a modeling career for 12 to 15 years in New York, very successfully. She had met Jean-Claude Boisier and had married him. She was able to persuade Jean-Claude to train to become a makeup specialist, and his fame and success in this field led to a contract for him to work in France several weeks this summer. In the meantime, Carol, with now her 10-year-old son named Jean-Luc Boisier, had spent 6 weeks with her husband's family in Saint-Henri-du-Mer, France, on the Mediterranean. I asked her mother, is she still modeling? Oh, no, no, she's old-fashioned and believes her first responsibility is in raising their son, who, though only 10 years old, recently tested 11th grade levels in reading and English. Carol and Jean-Claude Boisier and their son Jean-Luc now live in a fashionable section of New York on West 75th Street. How's that for a Cinderella story? And a Ripley's Believe It or Not in one chapter. From this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.